Welcome to Multifamily AP 360, the show where we discuss 360-degree views on mindset, passive, and active multifamily investment. If you're looking for tips and strategies, or just want to learn from the experiences of others, both good and bad, then listen on. This is Multifamily AP 360 with your host, Ramakrishna Chinchu.
Welcome back to another episode of Multifamily AP 360. And today's our guest is Ramesh Pakori from IRA Club. Welcome, Ramesh.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much. And a little bit about Ramesh. Ramesh is an entrepreneur with over two decades of experience in diverse sectors such as hospitality, financial services, and real estate. Serving as vice president of the IRA Club, his primary goal is to open opportunities for investors. Ramesh is deeply committed to educating and inspiring individuals, empowering them to venture behind conventional paths and diversify their investments through the power of self-direction. So with that, Ramesh, you want to add anything to your background?
Honestly, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. Many people always ask me, how does somebody go from hospitality world into the finance world? It's actually make you laugh. You always do things about a girl. For me, it was more so I was back when I was 28, 29 years old. I was dating a girl. Her name was Vanessa. Just a long story short, she traveled all over the country with the president and founder of our company, IRA Club. His name is Dennis Blitz. And once I started traveling with them, I actually fell in love with the concept of taking back control of someone's retirement account. We refer to it as in our industry, self-direction. Believe it or not, I had a 401k with a previous employer, a restaurant group in particular. And once I learned this concept of self-directing from our president, Dennis Blitz, and at the time, the girl that I was dating was Vanessa, who is now my wife, by the way, who helped start IRA Club. That is how I actually started in the industry, is I shifted over from restaurants. Most people don't know this about me, but I own four restaurants in the Chicagoland area. I am a SOM, still some sort of affiliation, but I still own all my real estate assets where those restaurants still exist this day. Shifting over to the finance world, I developed, again, a love for educating people on this strategy. So I used it. First of all, I learned it, educated myself, and then used it and just thought, what a great tool for the American people. And I just think it's an underutilized strategy that, again, 97% of Americans don't realize that they could use.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing your background, why you, how you moved into IRA side. Yeah. So what are some key benefits investing IRA funds in real estate compared to traditional investment options?
Well, I'll start off with saying this, and I think I should start off with IRA Club as a whole. Like, who are we as a company? And I think that will help determine the answer to your question, which is, I just mentioned there are 97% of individuals who have retirement dollars, please forgive me, traditionally leave them in three classical ways, right? The traditional factors of CDs, okay, annuities, and the stock market, referred to as annuities. Many of you that are going to be or listening to this have employer 401ks, okay, or 403bs, 457s, TSPs, and the majority of that money is sitting within the stock market, in particular mutual funds. So when you think of IRA Club, I want you to think of Fidelity, Vanguard, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, or one of the other 10,000 brokerage firms that are out there, okay? So what are the real differences, or what are the real characteristics that make us different from those classical brokerage firms? They're only going to let you use your 401k IRAs or any qualified retirement account to invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs. IRA Club has those options for you because we do have a trading platform, so anybody could get involved. However, we let our investors utilize their retirement funds to invest in real estate, land, syndications, private equity deals, basically anything your heart desires passively, not actively. The only catch is IRA Club cannot choose the investment for the investor. That is what the term self-direction means, control, taking it away from the classical brokerage firms and giving it back to you, the investors, to diversify in such assets as Rami just mentioned, real estate.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Can you explain the process of setting up self-directed IRA for real estate investing?
Well, The first process is establishing your account. Like, let's just use again the example of real estate or example of multifamily. Fidelity, Vanguard, Schwab, because I keep referring to those three, I refer to them as the big three. They control just under 70% of $39 trillion. So keep that in mind. Majority of you that are listening, that's where, you know, your retirement funds are probably sitting. So in order for you to actually self-direct into real estate, right, you're going to first have to establish an IRA or if you qualify for a solo 401k. So that is step number one, establishing your account, okay? The reasons why you want to do that is because you're moving it from one trust company to another. So from one administrator to another, okay? You're going to basically move the money tax-free or tax-deferred. So depending on the type of retirement account you're establishing, whether it's traditional Roth, we could get into that in a split second. So we don't trigger, again, a taxable event or a 10% penalty. So keep that in mind. There is no penalty and there is no tax consequence. This is not a distribution. It will move over from Fidelity, Vanguard, and Schwab over to the IRA club. So step number one, establishing the account. IRA club, as your administrator, will actually be able to get the funds for you. IRA club is fully integrated with a clearinghouse, which basically means we can touch old employer 401ks and or IRA accounts. So as long as you provide your most recent statement or the account, that it will be step number two, which is funding. There is really only three ways that you could fund an IRA or solo 401k account. Number one is contributions. If it is a traditional IRA, that is, it just went up this year in 2024 to $7,000 for the second consecutive year. So that's great news for all of us. And if it's an IRA where you are over the age of 50, it is an additional $1,000. Right, for the contribution catch up. So 7,000 under the age of 50, 8,000 if you're over the age of 50. For a solo 401k, that is now 23,000. If you are over the age of 50, it is 30. Okay. So we are excited about that. This is probably one of the only times I'll say thank you to inflation for raising the contribution limits for a second consecutive year due to the Secured Act 2.0. Two most common ways that people fund their retirement accounts is called IRA transfer, which I just talked about, where there's no taxable event, or if you have an old employer 401k or 403b or 457 or a TSP if you're in the military or a government employee. So those can be moved over once you have left your employer. Unfortunately, if you are currently employed with a 401k, you cannot move those funds over until you leave your employer. That is why we call it self-direction. That's why they're holding on to control, okay? And that's what we're educating you on today. So once you've opened and funded, the very last step is choose your investment. So in this case, we're talking about real estate. Let's just say you found that house on 123 Green Street and you would like the IRA to own the property. You are not buying the asset, right? Your IRA is buying the asset, which means it is titled in the name of your IRA, not your name. So it will say IRA club, FBO, and the benefit of your first name, last name, and your IRA account number, whatever that alternative investment you decide to choose. Now, the rental income or the dividends, whatever it is, the royalties, anything that it's producing passively, that cash flow will go back to your retirement account here at the IRA club, either tax-free or tax-deferred. So that's the process. Tried to keep it real simple and high level, but it's done in three simple steps. Open, fund, invest. And we will actually handhold you every step of the way.
Awesome. Thank you for simplifying that. And what types of real estate investments are allowable within an IRA? And there are any restrictions or limitations?
I'll tell you what, alternative investment is allowed passively, again, not actively, retirement account, except for three things. It could be, like you said, real estate, land, syndications, private equity deals, precious, I think I mentioned precious metals, crypto, stocks, ETFs, anything your heart desires outside of three things are not allowable. Number one, your own life insurance policy, okay? Number two, an S-corp, obviously for the tax benefits that you're getting anyways from an S-corp, so you cannot invest in an S-corp. And lastly, collectibles. An example of a collectible could be an antique rug or an antique car or that expensive bottle of wine. So those are the three things that the IRS will not allow you to invest your retirement funds into. The only other thing that you cannot do, and I'm not sure if you're going to hone down into this as part of a question, which will cause a prohibited transaction, is you cannot invest in your own deals. Okay. That also includes your family. And I want you to think of like of a linear ladder, right? Up and down. So myself, my children, my mother, my father, my grandchildren, that also includes spouse and father-in-law, your mother-in-law, those are also part of that. Now, what's funny, and to make it, you know, a little bit more interesting, is those will always cause a prohibited transaction, but allowing your IRA or 401k to invest in your brother's deals or your best friend's deals or your cousins or uncles, those are all allowable. So a little bit funny. I mean, I think it's a little bit of a double-edged sword, but those you can do. So
yeah, got it. Thank you. So how do you navigate IRS rules and regulations regarding self-directed IRAs and real estate investments?
So are you referring to about the IRA club as a whole?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the beauty of IRA club, it is a true system of checks and balances, okay? Once we open these accounts, you are automatically directed to an IRA club specialist, okay? So again, you're never lost in this process. We also have a transfers team. And then to your point, what you were just saying is how do you navigate the rules and regulations when it comes to investing within retirement funds? As well, we have an entire compliance team that understands the rules and regulations. Basically, we have a full-blown investments team. We cross the T's, we dot the I's for all of our clients, including our sponsors and fund managers. I mean, most people do not know this, but Dennis Blitz, who I consider to be a mentor of mine and a big deal in our industry, for those of you that don't know this, but you guys could go Google him or look him up on LinkedIn, he is the man that wrote the text and the test for your series 3, 6, 7. So your securities license, if you any of you deal with fiduciaries or registered investment advisors, he's Mr. Compliance himself. Like he is here in this office. Any questions that our team has, we typically refer to him. If he can't answer that question, believe it or not, we do have our lawyers who can also review any investment docs on your behalf. That is part of our administration. And the one thing that I also do want to drive home, Rami, is most people don't understand the history of self-directing, okay, or the history of retirement accounts. Established in 1974 was the IRA, Individual Retirement Account. Shortly after, as I mentioned to you, CDs, annuities, and the stock market came into effect with the employer's 401k to offset pensions, okay? So why am I saying this? Because when it comes to investing, all retirement accounts stem from the IRA. So meaning the rules and regulations of investing. So the IRA is really the foundation. So the limitations don't change. They're all the same, whether it's an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, a 457. So always keep that in mind. And when you leave your employer, the money has to either roll over to your new employer plan or guess where? Back to the IRA account. Or you have to establish an IRA account, better yet. So it all stems from the IRA.
Yeah, got it. Thank you for that. What are the potential tax advantages and implications of investing IRA funds in real estate?
So the beauty of investing within an IRA is the tax-free or tax-deferred growth. And that's what most people actually forget as investors. When I talk to a lot of individuals that I teach, they think it's just the federal tax rate. No, you're eliminating all taxes across the board. State, federal, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, or anything that involves, if you are a W-2 employee, gets wiped out when you decide to use retirement funds to accelerate, let's say, inside real estate. Now, why real? Many people ask because, and I hate to say this, Rami, you know, in our industry, the people that take advantage of self-directing is the accredited investors, okay? Is because they know and understand the concept. They actually do it. They're savvy. They tend to be savvier investors. Not saying that a non-accredited investor is not savvy, but those are the ones that are actually utilizing retirement dollars. And the reasons why that they are doing this is they're trying to figure out ways on how to eliminate Uncle Sam, okay? So self-directed retirement accounts is a way to get rid of Uncle Sam and keep them out of your pockets. Because as Americans, we give up literally half of what we make throughout our lifetime to the IRS, to our government. Okay. When you think of accredited or the wealthy, they use not only their personal dollars to diversify their retirement portfolios, but also their retirement dollars in the same manner. So that's what we're preaching. That's what we're talking about here all the time at the IRA Club is not that we have a problem with the stock market, but you need to diversify your retirement portfolio in different asset classes. So you just mentioned real estate, right? When you use your IRA or 401k to invest in real estate, number one, within, I like to look at things decade by decade, you're looking at double-digit returns. The stock market historically doesn't give you double-digit returns. It gives you somewhere between 6 to 8% decade by decade, right? Where real estate is going to give you a double-digit return. But when you use an IRA in particular, let's say a Roth, right? It's tax-free. So that means you eliminate Uncle Sam. So that 10%, 12% return on your ROI is no longer 10 or 12% returns. It's more like 12, 14, or 16% returns because you no longer pay Uncle Sam taxes. That's how the wealthy accelerate their wealth, especially within real estate. You know the saying, Rami, I don't have to tell you this. Every single millionaire that I know has real estate inside of their portfolio. 90% of millionaires, again, in across the United States, across the world, have some sort of real estate asset, whether it's a hard asset, whether it's private equity deals that involve real estate, multifamily, syndications, if you're a syndicator. But you have to incorporate real estate inside your retirement portfolio at the end of the day.
Yeah, got it. Awesome. Thank you. So what are the typical fees associated with investing IRA funds in real estate and how they compare to traditional investment fees?
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's a great question, by the way. I think most people, again, do not understand how fees really work. IRA Club is a flat fee model, okay? It's $195 to establish your account, fully administered here by the IRA Club. And by the way, we don't care if you have $10,000, $100,000, $1 million, or $10 million. It is a flat $195. That fee does not change. Versus a classical brokerage firm will charge you on a percentage. So for those of you that are listening, okay, this is something you can go Google. If you have an employer's 401k, 83% of employer 401ks sit within mutual funds because that is their definition of diversification, which is large, mid, small, international stocks and bonds. That is not our definition of diversification as we're educating you, okay? But the problem with the mutual funds, within the first 5 years, they tend to tack up at a national average of 4.2% on fees. So think about that within the first 5 years. And I should actually want to take one step back and say what the national average is, which is about 1.5%. So I want you to think about that. For every $100,000 that you have, let's say with the classical brokerage firms, whoever that it may be, they're taking about $1,500 from you, okay? Versus the IRA Club is taking $195 from you. So just fee-based structure alone makes more sense to have retirement dollars here, especially when you're looking at things decade by decade. IRA Club will save you literally hundreds of thousands of dollars when you're looking at it long-term, okay? How does IRA Club really make its money? It's when you make an investment. So per asset, per investment is an additional $195. So if you're talking about the actual IRA account administered by us, we cross the T's, dot the I's with the investment, $390. And you need to keep that in mind only because most people don't understand they're taking all of the risk. Nobody cares more about your money more than you do at the end of the day, okay? So when your money grows, so do their pockets at the end of the day. And what ends up happening is when the market is down, or let's say even just flat, doesn't make anything for that year, are they still taking their 1.5% to 4%? Yes, of course they are. Where IRA Club doesn't do that. And again, keep in mind, we have a trading platform. In fact, we don't charge a single dollar an asset fee for you picking your own stocks or your own ETFs. You could do that on our platform. It's fully integrated with the IRA Club. We do have something that we're super excited about, which we just launched 4 months ago, which is called AI Smartfolios. We borrow the technology from a company called iFlip, which is the perfect fit for retirement accounts because the American mindset has always been set it and forget it, but it'll buy, sell, and hold on behalf of your IRA or 401k. So what we preach is, again, real estate, number one, the dividends, rental income that come back to your IRA club account. You shift that over to a smart folio or go pick your own stock or ETF, grow it faster to buy the next asset. So that's how we operate. That's what we educate. That's how we move. Fees behind what we offer, in my opinion, one of the cheapest in the industry, $390, including one asset. That's what it is.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Definitely, that's a very, you know, low price. Thank you. So let's shift towards personal side. So what habits are helping you to be successful? I mean,
surround myself a lot around people that are doing it. I have great mentors around me, starting with my own father. I like to say that my father is one of my greatest mentors. My uncle's family is very heavily invested in real estate in the Midwest area, in particular Chicago, where I live. That's where IRA Club's headquarters are, across the street from the Bean. Individuals like Dennis Blitz. And then, you know, I learn something new every single day that I travel. I'm on the road 120 to 130 days out of the year. I speak at over 40 to 50 events. I meet a lot of interesting individuals. I love listening to their strategies. I've heard things that I've never heard of before. I learn something new every single day. And that's the name of the game, is just educating yourself to talk to a lot of our clients. You have to educate yourself in different asset classes. You have to educate yourself in different types of strategies. Self-directing is just a type of strategy. There are many other things that are out there. But at the end of the day, you have to take risk, and it's got to be educated, calculated risks. So that's what I really focus on, is educating people. Because at the end of the day, Rami, as you well know, I can't choose the investment for you anyways. So it's up to you to decide what you want to invest in. My job is to make sure that it's IRS compliant, and not me per se, but IRA Club as a whole.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. So any books that impacted your life?
Self-directing and our president. And I'll make you laugh. I'm going to actually turn my head around. And the president of our company literally wrote over 20 books, all on different types of strategies, the Kappa books. I've read every single one of his books. I'm just happen to hold two of them, Save Smart or Earn More. And the other one, the most recent one that he wrote about a year and a half ago, which is Money Making Ideas with Your IRA and Solo 401k, 15 Ways to Increase Returns, Reduce Risk, and Save on Taxes. So I'm just being a little bit biased because that is the founder of our company. And he's one of my mentors. So
awesome. Yeah. Thank you. And how can listeners can connect with you?
How can individuals connect with me? So there are really two different types of individuals that we personally deal with the IRA Club. The one-on-one investor, where I travel over the country and educate individuals on the strategy. And then we have, for example, fund managers or syndicators or private equity deal raisers or anybody who basically has got an alternative investment. So for the individuals, you could literally reach out to us at iraclub.com, could contact us, you could schedule a call with us. In fact, on the top right side, you know, Mandy Drysdale, which is the head of our new accounts, she's got a whole team. We want to first and foremost ensure, as the individual, we're putting you the right type of retirement account. So for example, if you do qualify for a solo 401k, I highly recommend that you go that route because of the contribution limits. You don't have to worry about UBIT, which is a whole other topic of discussion. So forgive me, and you could borrow $50,000 against it. But the problem is less than 9% of Americans qualify for a solo 401k. So we ask that question. And then fund managers, the people who are looking to raise capital, my team focuses on those individuals more so because we want to educate not just you, but your entire team. And what I do is I set you up for success. How do I do that? I customize a landing page for every single company. Looks, feels, colors, fonts, pictures, all looks like it's coming from your website. But when we do this, we want to educate first. We want to practice what we preach. If you work with the IRA Club and you are a capital raiser, we will honor the first year's IRA account for free. We would give you a promo code that's unique to only you and your company. So we not only do that, but we also are fully integrated with two broker dealers. IRA Club itself will become a broker dealer next 3 to 4 months, which we're really excited about. So we could actually host different types of investment opportunities on our platform, which we could still do right now through Investors Row. But our job at the end of the day is to help everybody. It doesn't matter if you're an individual, a capital raiser. We just want the word to get out, right? We want more and more people looking at their retirement account and, most importantly, gain control of their retirement account. Because I just think the system is so skewed one way. It's just not fair. Think about it. Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid. We can't sustain these numbers as a country, you know, $2.2 trillion in the last just under 2 years. Something's got to give at some point. And that's what's concerning is our retirement and the individuals that have retirement dollars. It's not going to last them due to inflation, due to the fact that the average individual in retirement over the age of 65 is still spending $51,000. So if you don't have $1.2 to $1.4 million invested, if you haven't created your own pension, if you haven't, or if you don't even have a pension, you're in trouble. You're going to work for the rest of your life. And if you're dependent on leaving your 401k in the stock market, which I'm saying is not a bad thing, but you can't be dependent on that 6 to 8%. You got to be able to create double-digit returns or you're going to work for the rest of your life. So our job is to help everybody at the end of the day, whether you're an individual or a financial advisor, if you're somebody who's looking to raise capital for your deals and educate your investors on this strategy.
Sure. Awesome. And thank you very much.
That's the end of this episode of Multifamily AP 360, but we'd love to continue to help you on your journey. Head to ushacapital.com/podcast to join our email list for more tips and strategies. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. This is Multifamily AP 360 with Ramakrishna Chunchu. We'll see you next time.